Susan, thanks so much for joining me today.
Marianne, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start out by just explaining what CRANs to computers is. I think it's certainly been around for a long time, but people may still not be completely aware as to what it is. Can you tell us about it?
Sure, absolutely. CRANs to computers has been around for a little over 17 years, and we are an organization that works to ensure that school-aged children in the greater Cincinnati area have the school supplies they need to be successful in school. So we essentially operate a teacher free store and a new mobile outreach program to work to get school supplies into the hands of about 130,000 kids in 16 counties in the greater Cincinnati area.
So who can shop at the store?
So essentially, teachers can shop with us in two different ways. Teachers who are teaching at schools in that 16-county area that I referenced, who are at schools that are serving 60% or greater number of kids who qualify for free or reduced lunch, those schools and those teachers are automatically eligible to shop with us. And that's just based on knowing that families who are struggling to provide things, basic needs like food and shelter, are most definitely going to also struggle to provide school supplies for their children. So those teachers in those schools automatically qualify. And then teachers who maybe are in schools in those counties that don't meet that criteria, if they volunteer for us for 3 hours at a time, they too can earn shopping certificates to come in and shop with us. But it is the teachers and the principals and the specialists in the schools, those are the folks that come in, get the supplies, and then take them back to the kids in their classroom.
So where do you get all the supplies to stock your store?
So we are incredibly fortunate in that Cincinnati is a very generous community. So we have a lot of local businesses that provide us with donated supplies and materials, so things that maybe they can't use or are trying to recycle. So we sometimes get brand new things. Sometimes we get office supplies, for example, that are being slightly used but being recycled with us. We get those locally, regionally, and nationally. So we have lots of different companies anywhere from here, places like Procter & Gamble and Luxottica, to Hallmark and Target and Office Depot. So it sort of runs the gamut. And then we also work to raise funds so that we can actually buy some of the core basic school supplies that we need the most. But we're able to, for every dollar that we raise, we're actually able to buy $10 worth of school supplies.
You mentioned you have a new mobile outreach program this year. Tell us about that.
So we are very excited about that. We were very fortunate to receive support and secure a grant from Impact 100, which is a local nonprofit organization that helps provide grants to organizations like ours. And through that grant, we are launching this mobile outreach program, which will serve six outlying counties where we know that distance and time are barriers for teachers really coming to shop with us. And so that mobile program will go out to these schools in the six counties. It's about 43 to 50 schools, and take school supplies directly to those schools. So again, we're making sure kids have things like crayons and pencils and paper and scissors and all of those things that are key to a successful outcome in school.
Now, you mentioned you've been around since 1997. Tell us a little bit about how the program has grown over those 17 years.
So what we are seeing, and actually going into this 2014-15 school year, we are actually experiencing the largest growth from one school year to the next. Essentially, we're experiencing a 20% growth even just from over last year in the number of schools that meet our eligibility criteria. So those are schools that are serving 60% or greater kind of number of kids who qualify for free or reduced lunch. So since our inception, when we were serving kind of less than probably 100 schools or so, over time, since 1997, we're now serving 355 schools that actually meet our eligibility criteria, which means that the need is growing, the need is expanding through our community, through those 16 counties, and in areas where traditionally we haven't seen such a high need. So it's really telling us that there are a lot of families who are struggling to provide basic needs for their families.
What do you think has caused that? I mean, did you notice it a lot as the markets fell and all in 2008, or was there some other factor that really showed a lot of growth?
I think it's a combination. We definitely have started, that growth has picked up significantly over the past couple of years, and so I don't know that I can confirm that we've done, you know, an evaluation that would sort of pass academic standards necessarily, but we have some guesses in that we're really seeing that more and more families are underemployed or don't have the means that they've had previously. So, for example, in communities like the Princeton School District or in Fairfield or out in Batavia, where we've had schools that never really met our criteria, we're seeing that growth. And I think it's a combination of the changes since 2008, access to resources, and just the overall sheer cost of living that we're seeing a rise in as well, and cost of goods.
Now, you open your store today. How long does it stay open? Is it just a couple of days, or can teachers go there throughout the year?
So teachers shop with us throughout the school year. So we are very excited because, yes, today is our opening day, and we open at 3. We were opening at 3 o'clock, and we have teacher shopping. But we're open Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7, and then every second and fourth Saturday from 9 to 2. And we are open essentially from August through May. So we operate according to a school year so that we know that teachers need resources and supplies throughout the year to keep their classrooms stocked and to ensure, you know, kids lose their pencils and backpacks break, and because kids are kids regardless of their level of need. And so we know they need to replenish their supplies.
You also have a couple other programs. Do you want to tell us briefly about those?
We do. We have one program that we're always very excited to talk about called Crafts with Conviction, which is a partnership with 18 Ohio State correctional institutions. And what that program allows us to do is actually work with inmates throughout the prison system to help us take raw materials, so donated, recyclable, or reusable materials, and actually work with the prisons to turn those materials into classroom resources and tools. So things like writing journals for younger kids or math games. We've been very innovative in creating those materials. So we had a donation of 850,000 bottle caps. So we were able to turn those into counting games and math lessons and, you know, word recognition things. So that's a pretty innovative program for us. We also have a program called Keep Our Kids Warm, where we are dependent on a network of volunteer knitters who help knit hats, gloves, and scarves for us so that during the colder months, teachers can give those things out to kids who otherwise might be heading out to recess without, you know, with cold hands or an uncovered head in the bitter cold temperatures. We typically give away about 9,000 separate scarves, sets of gloves, and hats during the cold months as a result of the support of the knitters in that program. So we're always looking for knitters and volunteers to help us with what we do.
Susan, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Susan Frankel is the president and CEO of Crayons2Computers. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.